This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on the morning shift in our 7 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Okay, I know we have to get to the Falcons signees or new additions, but I do want to bring something up that's been going on in my DMs.
And oh, yeah. All right. We've been waiting on this.
It's more.
Yeah. Breaking news.
It's more of like a boo. Like, aww. It's more like a creep. Like, it's a relentless individual.
Pursuit of happiness.
No?
Okay.
A relentless individual. And my question is, there was brief interaction at first. And on my end, the interaction was cordial, right? Like,
LOL.
Cool, like, thank you,
uh-huh.
Great, you know, whatever. And then
nice
eventually,
work.
The messages just kept coming. So
at some point,
when do you realize, and even as recent as like 2 days ago, so when do you realize this person's no longer responding? And also, I put them in the request section so that if you guys have this section on your Instagram, you can...
I always have trouble finding it, but yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, you can, what is the word, relegate or demote somebody to the request section.
You go to the Premier League.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
Like, you've been relegated.
You've been relegated.
Hey, you got to go down to Division 2.
So that I can see. Oh, there will be no comment. There's no interest. So I've banished them there to where they can keep messaging. I've also restricted them so they can't publicly comment.
Oh,
I have to approve it. Because it's just been, it's a lot. It's
let me see. What can we ask?
Well, no, the question I think you're asking is how many unreturned messages are you willing to send until you're like, okay, this person's not into me?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's one.
Still follow each other. I may cross
two,
them in a work setting, but like your messages, I can see everything you're sending, but you don't know that I've read it, and you're never getting a response.
How many words would you say on average this person is messaging?
A lot. Like what's the last one?
Is it just like a paragraph?
And it's random stuff.
Like,
why are you sending me a random video? Like, it doesn't make any – it's weird.
I think that's what that's where I need – like, is the context of – they just want to – like, is it like pen pal stuff? Like – you know,
well, one of the comments they left that did not make my page, I just left it in the abyss, was like, oh, pretty girl. Like, it's from this person just keeps coming. And now most of the messages are like, okay, it's about my dog and how he needs a reality show. Then she's, oops.
Doxed.
Yo.
I'm flattered.
Doxed. Yo.
I am flattered, but I'm not interested. And so, dang it.
Yo.
Doxed.
But I guess I guess everyone operates the same in terms of relentless, because there are some dudes that
clerical error
on my end, that just repeatedly message. So I don't know what to do with it. It's just going to stay in the request section.
I don't know what to do with this conversation
anymore. Like some
anymore
of the dudes stay in the request section. I was trying to, yes.
Tiffany, this person is simply following the advice of Glorilla in her new song. You know what I'm talking about? They say shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot.
Tiffany Blackman, what's up with you?
Is there something there that says don't take no for an answer? Is that part of the Glorilla song? Because it sounds like this is pretty cool.
So I ask this for anybody then. When do you realize I'm gonna stop now?
But here's the question. I think you're the only person to me that can probably answer this, because I never DM'd a chick, like straight up slid in the DMs. Never did it. Never. It was never a part of my repertoire.
Okay.
Maybe it should have been, but it never was.
Okay.
I don't know. My answer would be I'd stop at one. Like if you don't respond to me.
I think I can tell you one thing. I'm a person that can get a hint. This person maybe can't, but that's why I asked the nature of these messages, because
they're not anything weird. Maybe they'll send me a random happy Saturday morning. I'm jamming at 10 or I'm jamming this morning while I clean. The kids will never understand this era, and it's a bunch of 80s songs. Like, okay, great. Like, but you're just sending me random. Like, I don't know you. Yeah. I've met you on a couple occasions, and I've been nice.
I can tell you that.
So it's random stuff like that. Yeah.
Friend or.
I don't know about the friend part.
I'm saying friend or maybe wannabe friend. If you don't respond to me in a couple of times,
yeah,
I'll straight just be. Then what I'll do is I'll ghost you for a couple messages. You send me a couple. I was going to say,
it's like a tennis match. Yeah. You know what I mean? Balls in your court.
If I message you a couple of times and you don't respond, even if I'm really close with you, and then you respond, I'll be like, I'll make you wait like 30 minutes before I respond to that.
And there's a difference where, like, sometimes they'll be...
I do it worse with family members.
You know, you operate a little bit different as a... at least I do, as a female in the business. So, like, if I'm getting messages from dudes and stuff like that, or maybe some listeners, which I do appreciate, I see them. I just don't respond because you don't want to open up. You know, sometimes you don't want to open up a certain can of worms. But a lot of them might be in response to the show or something like that. But then there's that section of people that are like, hey, let's go out. Hey, let me take you out. But they repeatedly, like, keep sending it. And you're like, okay, at what point?
Yeah, before we move on.
So
once they've been relegated, though, that's the thing about relegation. You can earn your way back to the top division.
Oh, no.
So you're done so.
No, because
there's no way to come back from relegation.
No, I met this person in 2023.
What's it called? Reserves? No, what's the section on Instagram called?
Request section.
Request section. I don't know why I said reserve.
Yeah.
Request section, once you've been sent, like, you're just done.
Now, I joked with you guys about, I had one of my girlfriends who's, like, a very good friend, was always, like, just reacting to stupid stuff where it got annoying. Could I probably just tell her, like, yo, chill?
Yeah.
No, I sent her to the request section for a little bit because I didn't want to reply to everything.
Wow.
I was tired of replying to messages.
Can't you just mute them?
If you're friends, not in the message category. Like, you can't mute the message.
They'll always say,
like, I saw the message, but I didn't respond to it.
Yeah.
So by putting in the request section,
IG 101. Oh, sorry, I didn't see it.
IG 101.
Now they never know it was seen. So I just revealed some of my
details.
Well, it sounds like you're a couple messages away from having a stalker. So.
I mean, that's what I would
venture to say.
Oh God!
With person.
With said individual. So, all right. Let's move on here. Who's not in the request section is Jordan Fuller. That's according to reports, because the Falcons are going to sign him, and that's according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Media. So he's safety. Obviously was with the Rams, most recently with Carolina, but spent the bulk of his career with the Rams and has a familiarity with Coach Raheem Morris. But mainly the main thing we were talking about, but the main thing is, that's what coaches always say.
Gotta keep it the main thing.
Is that you don't feel like his addition is going to impact necessarily the Falcons possibly going for a playmaker in the secondary, the draft.
We've signed a player like this at all. Let's just call it five different positions
that's
on the team.
Good. That's a very good point.
We've signed
very
a guy like this at five different positions. And I said the word yesterday. I've said it all week. We're thrifting, all right? It's exactly what we're doing. We're thrifting, waiting to get to the other side of this draft or whatever. You know, we're going to talk about Kirk Cousins' trade stuff coming up and mic'd up in just a little bit. But whatever happens between now and the – like right now we're thrifting. And it all – defensive tackle, at defensive – at pass rusher, at middle linebacker, at corner, at safety, we've signed somebody on a deal just like this to get to kick the can down the road.
I think I've been very clear that I want a trench player. Defensive line, edge, whatever.
I'm still on the table for Walter Nolan for a month now.
And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
I don't know how much clearer or how much more people have to be told, slapped in the face with the way this team drafts to understand that they don't care what's on the roster. They go best player available, and it really helps when they fall in love with the player, and I think that if they like Nick Amenawori, or if they like, I actually looked up how to say his name, so now I know I'm getting it right. Malachi Starks, then they're going to draft him. I think I've heard both those guys are just contagious personalities to be around, and unbelievable human beings. And that's what we saw with Bijan Robinson. Michael Penix is that way. Drake London is that way. They are contagious, and those are the first round draft picks, other than one of this team. They find something, not just on the field but off the field, and they love it. It doesn't matter. We've got to stop thinking that the Falcons are piecing this defense one piece at a time. And every time they do it in free agency, it goes and says, well, this is what we don't need this year. If you want to do that, then why do they need to draft Edge? Because they drafted Edge last year, maybe in the third round, but they still drafted it. They have Arnold Ebiketie for another year, and they signed Leonard Floyd. This is the exact same signing as a Leonard Floyd. It's a one-year player who that they are familiar with, that they think can produce if healthy and in the best-case scenario in the defense. Do you think Leonard Floyd keeps him from drafting an edge? It doesn't.
No.
And we know that. Just like Jordan Fuller won't. Does that mean they're drafting safety? No. But it doesn't disclude them from drafting. It doesn't mean, okay, well, that position. Not to mention, look at the guy's history. He's healthy a year. He's not healthy. Healthy, unhealthy. And it just so happens, it reminds me of your old teammate, Sam Baker. Every time Sam Baker had a healthy year, the Falcons' offense was really good, and they made the playoffs. And they made every time he wasn't, they struggled. Yeah. And I'm not taking a shot at anybody. That's just what I see. So I love the signing for what it is. Doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. And like I said, it really at five different positions on defense. The signing of Morgan Fox does not change the fact that they could easily go out and get Walter Nolan. The bringing back of Mike Hughes does not mean that Jahdae Barron is off the board, or Mike Hall, you know, whoever.
Will Johnson.
I'm saying the guys that you've signed.
Yeah.
Mike Hall.
Yeah.
So I'm with you, man. They are piecing together, and what they are doing is really, and I hate to put it this way, what they're doing is turning over the depth on defense right now. They're turning it over. They're saying we want to get younger. You know, we want to bring in guys that know our system, whatever the reasoning may be. They're just having a turnover in terms of the depth, bringing in guys that fit their system, fit their scheme, and that are, on average, relatively cheap for what they want to do as they continue to build this thing. Again, though, the only thing that makes me nervous about that is when you keep kicking the can down the road and you go back to signing players in the offseason the way you did 2 and 3 years ago when Matt Ryan's contract was still out there, I don't know that Terry Fontenot's leash is that long. Like, I don't know that he can afford to keep doing this in the offseason and thrifting without some kind of splash player.
Well, I will tell you this, and you should feel good as a Falcons fan that they're doing this. Because if it goes wrong this year, I think you could have a whole new house. So if it goes wrong, at least you're not tied to players at the new staff. You would be tied to players that are kind of multi that can play. You know, like Jesse Bates. I know it's not a defense Jesse Bates can't play in. AJ yeah. Terrell can play in any defense. You know, how you want to use a guy like I think Root can play and Zach Harrison and. I don't, you know, AK, this is his last year of his contract. But these guys are going to play. You're not kind of boxed into long-term deals that maybe the new regime and coaches wouldn't want.
Is this the fourth former Ram? I'm just thinking off the top of my head. And then we'll get to this later. Fourth or is it the third
former Ram? Floyd,
yeah.
And Fox.
Fox, and Fuller. And I would have to.
Anyways.
I totally missed that because I was it's trying right. to think of
yeah, it was
where
okay.
we're
it was just a little slip
going to next. But
I said because, the word Cox, as in that's his last
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fox, yeah, Cox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But a lot of the non-splashy moves are being made because of what they can't afford.
Exactly.
Right? So
they're
your hands are tied until you figure
out
what.
It's high upside, low downside.
But see, that's
what they're
saying. Trying. It's not a bad thing for you if it goes wrong this year.
If you're a fan, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're a fan, but not if you're a part of the coaching
staff. Yeah, I was going to say, the high turnover, so, like, oh, true. That's not good.
Yeah,